According to the latest statistics, and they change quickly, more than 30,000 people in Saskatchewan and Manitoba have been forced to leave their homes and are displaced. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed, many Indigenous people have been flown out of remote communities, and satellite images show that in some regions the situation is worsening. Recently, First Nations leaders in Manitoba gathered to address the issue of temporary space for those forced to flee. But in Winnipeg, Manitoba's largest city, there isn't much left. Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs Grand Chief Kyra Wilson says the situation has become dire.
And we see young children and families waiting, in whatever environment that they're in, waiting to go to, you know, their secondary accommodation, whatever that is, whether that's one of the congregate shelters, whether that's a hotel, whether that's out of province. And it's really sad to see, you know, our children having to sleep on floors. People are sitting, waiting in hallways, waiting outside. And right now, we just need everybody to come together.
In Ottawa, the federal government has deployed military personnel to help fight the fires. Officials say the firefighting service has now been stretched to the maximum, and the call has gone out to Canada's international partners for help. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.